Good morning. The Olam is probably aware of this sefer I wrote on Havashas Chala. Everyone wants to know, why do you need a whole sefer on Havashas Chala? There's not much to it. This has been the general question. If you buy the sefer, you'll realize why. I'm going to discuss today a few shailas from the sefer Negiah to Pesach, which come up. One shaila, which is very relevant to this year particularly, is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch of what does a person do if they forgot to separate challah before Shabbos. So, you know, in halacha there's a very fundamental difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in this inyan. In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is, if a person didn't take challah, you're not allowed to eat from any of the baked goods until challah has been taken. That's halacha in Eretz Yisrael, which means that a person forgot to take challah from, let's say, their challah is baked for Shabbos, then they would not be allowed to take challah on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to take challah on Shabbos, in which case all the baked goods from that batch will remain osir. You cannot eat them until after Shabbos. So in Eretz Yisrael, if a lady forgot to take challah, it's now Shabbos Friday night, she's by the meal, she's got the challahs on the table, cannot eat them. Could be a bigger problem that since the challahs cannot be eaten, therefore they remain muktzah as well, because they can't be eaten, they're no use for them, nothing to do with them. Which could make the whole challah board muktzah, could make the table muktzah, and cause a lot of problems. So that is certainly one of the reasons why the Mishnah says in Bamalikin that person has to, on Erev Shabbos, you have to remind the household, Isartem, Iratan Likos, Isartem, did you take challah? Right before Shabbos, remind the household, you got to take challah, because if you don't, you have a problem, you can't eat any of this stuff. That's Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is a kula. Chutz La'aretz is a halacha of oichel v'achakach mafrish. That means that a person is allowed to eat and perform the hafrasha later on. The reason is because the Iker Mitzvah Challah is only based on Eretz Yisrael. It's a chidush that there's a mitzvah to do a terumah, take something for the coin, and it's in Chutz La'aretz. The gezeira is the only, it's a unique gezeira, because all the other trumas and matnas kuna are only exclusive to Eretz Yisrael. Challah is in Chutz La'aretz as well. Why is that? So one reason they give is because there's a chiluk, a major difference between a challah and every other type of truma and ma'aser that you take. Because truma and ma'aser are normally taken by the farmer when he brings the tevuah in, he's finished a harvesting, brings them to the silo, to the barn, then he take the truma. Which means that primarily the chiyuv takes place on the farm. Which means it's primarily the domain of farmers. And it's not something that everyday person, household will do. However, when it comes to Hafrashas Challah, the chiyuv challah take happens, only occurs at the beginning originally when you mix flour with water, you make a dough. And that happens in everyone who's baking. Which happens, and therefore, since it's negiah to every single household essentially, therefore, even though we're now in Golus, but we hope one day to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and when that happens, we're going to have to know how to take challah. Because everyone's going to have to know how to take challah. So, kadesh le'tishtaka challah mi'Yisrael, in order the mitzvah should not be forgotten amongst Klal Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, everyone would have a mitzvah, Chazal say, there's a chiyuv challah in Chutz La'aretz as well. It's not just a zecher, saka proker chiyuv, but it's only drabonon, and it's not the same get as Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a real chiyuv, because like every other trumas and maestros, and therefore you cannot eat from the baked goods until after you've taken the challah. However, in the Chutz La'aretz, we're mekel, that you can take it, eat, and take challah later on afterwards. So, typically, what you would do is, let's say it comes Friday night, and you're sitting by your Shabbos table, and the wife has forgotten to take challah. So you're in the Chutz La'aretz, and the goods were baked in the Chutz La'aretz. So you have a way out. What you do is, you make sure that comes Motzei Shabbos, you'll take challah on Motzei Shabbos. How would you do that? Well, you take one of the challahs, or one of the buklah, whatever they're from this batch, put it on the side, And when it comes Motzei Shabbos, you'll take a challah from that. This is the bukkah. You'll take a piece out, make the bracha, and that's your Rosh Hashanah. And it works retroactively on everything that you had up till then. So that's normally what a person will do in Chutz La'aretz. Etzro doesn't work because you can't eat until you don't have Rosh Hashanah. Chutz La'aretz, it works. Because it's misakin the Michael. In other words, since the food is inedible, you can't eat halachically until it's been taken challah. Therefore, what you're doing is you're making these goods from something osir into mutter, inedible to edible. It's like cooking, essentially. It's a tikkun moneh. You're fixing it up. Since you're fixing it up, count that on Shabbos. And even though it's shulchos aretz, it doesn't, but the side of afrashas challah, we don't do on Shabbos altogether. It's taka osir. What?
You're also doing the tikkun on
Chutz La'aretz. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. You just eat, Chutz La'aretz is edible anyway. I can eat it anyway, so it's not really a tikkun. Nonetheless, we still mark we don't do it because there's no mitzvah Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, be'etzim. Because of that, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, but you can eat on Shabbos because you have no problem of being oichel v'achar kach mafrish. You can eat and do the afrosha, take challah subsequently later on. So that all works all very well in Chutz La'aretz most of the time, except this year. Why is this year different? Because we said the Eitzah is Friday night, you realize, put aside a bukla, wait till Motzei Shabbos, take challah from that. But this year, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So if you wake up on Friday night and says, hey, we forgot to take challah, okay, no problem, put it on the side till Motzei Shabbos, you can't do that. Why? It's chometz. You got to destroy all chometz, the whole lot, before chometz shoes. Let's say 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, whenever it is, this year. So I can't keep a piece, I can't keep a buka aside to Motzei Shabbos to take challah from it. So what am I going to do? Big problem. So the Morgan of Rome discusses the Shaila, Simon Tov Kuvav, and Hilchas Yom Tov. Tov Kuvav, Sif Kotzen. Sif Kotzen. Yes. Right. Again, so again, so Ramah says, he says, Oichel Meshai Ketzas L'mocher Mafrish Min HaMeshuyer. Chala. What you can do is, normally, typically, during the year, is, you will take, you can eat, leave aside a piece, take from that. So the Magen Avraham, umemela be'erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. Then b'shochach lehafish chal be'erev Shabbos. He forgot to take chal be'erev Shabbos. Milechem chometz shofal l'Shabbos, which you baked. It says osur lechol mimenu. You're not allowed to eat from it. Why? You're going to burn the chometz. V'imkein nimitza ochel tvo mafreya. Means you ate tevel. You ate untithed goods. Right? Can't do that. And he says, maybe give it to a goy. Why can't you take your book and give it to a goy, then after Pesach, 8 days later, take challah from that? Can't do that. He says, why? Because also, litan altanah, you can give a present to a goy, altanah gives it back to you. If you give a present to a goy, the goy has rights to eat it, destroy it. When you sell chometz to a goy, there's no buyback clause. The goy wants, he could take it, eat everything, destroy everything, and pay you for it after Pesach. Mechiras chometz works because there's no buyback tonight. So therefore, I cannot give my bulka to a goy, you know, I'll tonight get back after Pesach, because that's not called a matona, and it's vayat in Yerushus. Right? So therefore, he says, don't say, since you can't eat, therefore you should do hafrosh on Shabbos. Says, why? The chachat etzro gamkin osel lechomena, but hafrosh you can't do it, and it's osel mafrish and yomt, you can't do it. Therefore he says, nirali, the ein lohem takorah, there is no way out. According to the Magen Avraham, these on Erev Shabbos, Shechaldeus Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz, you are messed up. You cannot eat from the challahs. If the wife or the husband forgot to do the afrosha, comes Erev Shabbos, Shechaldeus Shabbos, you are stuck. You do not have a regular heter of oichel v'achkach mafrish to eat and then subsequently take challah. Even though Zachir Mishnah, everything else, no way. It's also, you can't do Lechem Mishnah on bread that's also to eat. So Zoibi, let's say, buy bread that's not kosher. That's also not kosher. It's the same thing. It's not kosher. Something is not kosher. That's what it is. It's very confusing because what do you want to bake that kosher oven? What's the problem? All the ingredients are glad kosher. No. If you have a dough that has not had challah taken from it, it remains not kosher. You can't eat it. Also to eat. Like any other davar osir, the Michael's osir. Who's the you have the heter? Without the heter, you're stuck. It's also awesome food. It's got a heter. It's a musig to understand, to grasp that challah is a real chiv, and without challah taken, the food is also. Is anything non-kosher? Finish, like, everything non-kosher. So for trying to find a head, it's like, what do you mean? It's treif. This is treif. It's very difficult, it's very hard to understand, because when you take challah, frosh as challah, right, the piece is also, right? It's like having a piece of davar acher in your kitchen. You know, people say, I'll put it down on the side, the piece of challah. It's like, you're talking about, look, this mabish is real treif. It's a chiv misa, it's more chomer than a lav. Challah. Very problematic. Okay, but it's real Isra'ika food. Now, it's the real thing. And it's very hard to get your mind around it. That, one second, this is really also. You bring this stuff in your kitchen, you want to be very careful with that stuff. You know, if you're going to come near your kitchen with something that's, you know, not true, you get it out of there. So this way, this challah is a chomer de kazach. That's why, again, I stress very, very much that you have to buy the book and read it, understand what's going on. Anyway, we'll get back to that soon. Right. Anyhow, so the Mishnah Brura says the following. He says, of the air paste Shalyas Shabbat, same story, where you bake your chomets, not by matzah, one of the chomets, you bake air paste Shabbat, your chalas for Shabbos, right? In Levish Chalas Me'er Shabbat, he says, you can be soymech b'di eved on some poiskim who hold on chalas chutz la'aretz only, shor lehafrish, you can take chala. But there's a condition. You can't just take for no reason. So v'yafrish v'yitnena l'koyin cotton pochus mitesh shoshonim. Right? You're allowed to do it. I feel the God shetoval. You are allowed to take the challah and give it to a koyin cotton or a godel who is toivel, who's been mikvah. He's not about kerei because it's osir, and they can eat it. So in chutz la'aretz only, the Mishnah Berurah says there are poiskim who are matir to take challah and give it to a kohen cotton or a god shetoval, they eat it, and that would be matir to eat the rest of the challahs. However, he says, you got the Mogen Avram, saucer. He says, you got no other bread, you're stuck, you can be mekel. So, I'll tell people, if you're stuck on this shayla, what do you do? So you go and ask your Rav what to do. Why ask the Rav? Because it's quite likely the Rav will spare challah. And if you ask spare challah, then you have no etzer anymore. So either ask your Rav, ask your neighbor, ask someone else. And if you do that, there's no tzorech to be tzorech on this kula. It's not a mogen Avram. And take a challah on Shabbat, you go to find a kohen god to eat it. Very not poshut. So it's got a not so to give it. People normally bake in small amounts. They don't bake a full shir challah. If you are bringing a full shir challah on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, like this year, very, very careful in Chutz La'aretz as well. Make sure the challah is taken properly. That's one inyan which is very, very problematic, especially this year. If you forget, because again, there might be no takona. People want to know, can you use Mazonis bread? Well, I mean, it's Hamoitzi anyway, so what's the shayla? Definitely. I mean, can you use Mazonis? That's a different shmooze. We'll get to that a different time. Now, second shayla happens also a lot on Erev Pesach, do with challah. The shayla is, what do people do? After you take, we said over here, you take challah, frosh as challah. The size of the chaymen you take actually is described in this picture on the front cover. So you take a small amount, you don't need anything bigger than that. The actual size is on the back, it's about this much, very small amount. People take a whole fistful, completely wrong, waste of dough. The size of the chaymen you take is about there in the picture, in the front cover, which you can buy at the back, very descriptive. That's the correct size. What do you do with that piece once you've taken it? Now, very important, we said over here, it's properly not kosher. It's a straw, it's meant to rice saucer, kutra is osir bonon. If it gets mixed back into your other dough, you've got major problems. What do you do with it? So, the best thing to do with it is to burn it. The reason why you burn the challah is because it's the halach of truma tameya. And we know the halach of truma tameya, you're meant to burn to make sure that no one eats it, it's not michshul. And also because I'm all shreifas truma tameya, that's what they did, Amal Gatzaitan, it's not a mikdash. The Kohen used to do that. So therefore, as zeicher to that, we burn truma tameya. Now, burning can be done in your oven at home. It's not so hard, but some people don't like doing it. Again, because the challah is treif, it's not kosher. People are skip it in the oven. And mice, it's open, you leave nothing in the oven at the time. There are many attaining for it. People are a bit scared. What they do is, either you wrap it up and throw it out, which you can do if you're stuck, you can't burn it. Some people have a minig, what they do is, they burn them on Erev Pesach with the chometz. Why'd you do that? Well, I suppose because that's when you're making a big fire. It can be very, very hot, and it will burn all the stuff, and people bring all their froshes, and they put them in the chometz. What do they do with them in the meantime, beforehand? Leave them in the freezer. Now, the first thing about this minig is, it's obviously not an old minig, because there are no freezers. So you couldn't leave balls of dough around. Secondly, the whole thing is a toys. There's no makor for it. Farket, the chur, it's wrong. The halacha is about the hafroshas of the challah piece, once you've separated it, is because it's osir, Chazal say you cannot leave it around. We are scared of a michshul. You'll hear many times the shayla is, oh, it got made into, got back in the dough, or somebody made a book out of it, or you hear many stories. These hafroshas challah pieces that are left lying around, they can cause problems. They're not kosher, and people are not careful. So Chazal say, you want to keep it. Many beds you should be destroyed straight, burn it straight, get rid of it straight away. That's what you're meant to do. If you don't want to do that, the halacha is like every truma tameya, you have to leave it in a kli mo'os. What's a kli mo'os? A kli which is disgusting. It's not something you'd go near. You'd never, ever come to eat from a kli mo'os. Let's say a diaper pill, something like that, where it's not a nice place and no one is ever going to take food out of there and eat it. So who are they? If a person wants to, let's say, stockpile their chomet pieces, their challah pieces, and burn their date, you cannot leave them in a place where you leave other food. And freezers are places where people keep other food. And it's not enough to take a bag and write, let's say, challah on it and put it in the freezer, because that's not a kli mo'os. It might be a simen, but a simen is not enough. You need a kli mo'os. So if you want to leave something disgusting in your freezer, then your wife's not going to like that anyway, because who wants something disgusting in the freezer? Not the food. It's unhygienic. So therefore, keeping challah pieces in the freezer is quite not a place. You're not yoitze. You're probably also to do it because you cannot leave challah pieces in your freezer. That's the first problem. So it has to be left somewhere out of the freezer, and therefore, obviously, it's going to putrefy after a few weeks anyway, and therefore, it's not possible to stockpile them. People do it anyway, you get major problems. What's the problem? Well, one problem is that people forget to take them out of the freezer, and it comes Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning, and they're busy trying to do the Shreifas Chometz, and they're busy with all these dangerous flammable substances, which is not the way to do Shreifas Chometz, actually. The way to burn chometz is you take oil, and the night before soak cardboard or soak newspaper with this oil, and then you light that. It makes a beautiful flame. It's not flammable because it doesn't catch fire. It only acts as a big wick. It's very, very hot. Burns everything efficiently. You use used oil. That's the eitzah to do a Shreifas Chometz. Do not use flammables like petrol or gas, all these things. They're very dangerous. Always cause problems. That's the eitzah to do it. You do that, get a very nice hot fire. However, if you get a nice hot, safe fire, if you've got, let's say, 20 frozen balls of challah, dough, ain't going to get burnt. You got to remember to take them out of the freezer in advance of burning it. And people forget to do that. And then they realize, oh, the challah is in the freezer. Oh, no, bring it out. It's not frozen. Doesn't burn properly. And then, if it's not burnt properly, you're not going to eat it anyway. And you've got to start throwing it out. So people who can't burn challah during the year, it's too difficult, so they will do it. Oh, let's do a mitzvah. Hiduroi, Pesach. They don't bother doing that either because it's frozen, doesn't get burnt.
To burn a chalapiece, it's got to get burnt properly. Not just singed on the outside, like baked. It's got to be burnt, black, inedible. The whole point is to make it inedible, it cannot be eaten. If you are going to burn it in such a way where it's just frozen, the inside will not get burnt, and you will not be mekayem the mitzvah of strefa. That's a small problem. The bigger problem happens if you forget altogether, which happens. Let's say a person goes away for Pesach, right? Person, let's say he was in Manchester, he's going to London for Pesach. So he goes to London for Pesach, and he's there Erev Pesach in the morning, let's say with his shver, and they're burning the chometz, and he realizes, hey, one second, we've got 20 hafrosha challah pieces in our freezer in Manchester. So what do you do then? Now, the problem with challah pieces in your freezer at home in Manchester is that you have a problem of Bal Yeroe, Bal Yimotze. What's Bal Yeroe, Bal Yimotze? Bal Yeroe means that when Pesach comes, you are not allowed to own any chometz. You cannot have chometz in your rishus. So if you have challah pieces, well, they're real chometz. Now, you should have found them when you're doing Bedikas chometz, but obviously because you knew they were ready to be burned, so you left them there, you didn't pay attention to it, and now you've got these chal pieces sitting in your freezer. So, typically, if you have, let's say, chometz in your freezer at home, right, normally you would not have a problem of being over by Roy Balimotze, for two reasons. One is because you did a mechiras chometz, you sold all your chometz, and then you mevatel the chometz, you did a bittel on the chometz. When you do a bittel, you say it's kafra daro, it's worthless, and by doing that, you essentially divest yourself of ownership of the challah pieces, and then well, there's no more problem of bayro bayimotzi. This does not work with challah pieces. You cannot sell challah pieces, you cannot mevatel challah pieces. Why not? Because they're not yours. Challah pieces is momen shevet. It belongs essentially to shevet kahuna. It's not essentially yours. So therefore, if it's not yours, the chor, you are not able to sell it. You do have the toyves hano. Essentially, you will be allowed to give it to whichever coin you choose, but it's not yours to sell.
What's the shalom?
Zog de mishnah berura. Right? Even though it's hekdesh and it's not considered yours, nonetheless, you're still over by motze. Why? Because what you can do is you can be shoyel. If you learn Afrosh Eschala, the halachas properly, as brought down in this wonderful sefer, you will learn about annulling Afrosh Eschala. Afrosh Eschala, which happens sometimes, is let's say a person did Afrosh Eschala, and they lost the piece, and it got mixed back into the dough, and it's baked, and now they got this whole thing, and they don't know where it is, and let's say it's not a bottle, the whole thing's going to be osir. What are you meant to do? So one eitzah negeh in some circumstances is, you'll be shoyel. What you do is you have to go to the Rav, go to a Beis Din, say, I have a charotza like every hatoras in the dorim, be matir the neder, take challah a second time and it's good. Because by doing matir neder, you're undoing the hafrosha. The challah is not considered a challah anymore. The whole thing's in a tevel again. Take challah a second time, get around the problem. So that's what you do normally. So Zog the Mishnah Berurah says you have the ability to be shoyel on the neder, to undo the hafrosha. Therefore, as far as bayimotzi is concerned, it's still considered yours. And you would be over on it. Bayimotzi. And it's not an eitzah to be shoyel on Erev Pesach, on Oyaf Rosh, and then be mattled, because you can't. Because you've eaten challah past 6 months on these afroshes. You can't undo them now, that means everything you ate was tevel. So you can't be mevatel them. So you can't do it, you can't undo it, you can't be mevatel them, and you can't sell them either. It's Erev Pesach now, and you're at 10 o'clock in the morning in London. What are you meant to do? Now, if, let's say, you've sold your apartment, you've sold your freezer to a guy, then, so, the ma'ase, there's no bayiroi because it's not in your rishus. So therefore, you have a problem, and taka, if you can get someone to go into your apartment, well, you can't do that because you sold that guy, if it's not sold yet, get rid of the challah pieces, but it's a problem, it's not called your rishus. If, however, you didn't do that, Right? You did a bedikas chametz, and then you went to London on, let's say, on Thursday, on by night. Comes the morning, and you're in London, and you know you've got challah in your rishus, real chametz in your rishus. Comes Pesach by night, you'll be over by motzis alav deiraisa. The chore, you have a chiv to go back to Manchester and get rid of it before nacht. And if you're going to be stuck in Manchester for Yom Tov, the chore is too bad. I can't help you. So get someone else, get into the house, and remove the challah pieces. But if you've got challah pieces in your own freezer, which has not been sold, and it comes Pesach by night, you'll be over by motzi, as I stated in the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, and the chore is no way out of it. Chore pashtus is that you'd have to go back and and get out, unless you get someone else to do it for you. But it's a big, big problem. And that's another reason which happens. Do not stockpile your challah pieces in your freezer. Firstly, halakhically, it's incorrect because it's not klimos. Secondly, you might forget to take them out of the freezer early and you have a problem, and they won't burn properly. And thirdly, forget about them altogether, then you have bio-bio-motze problems, which is much more chomer. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, which we said, the hoy of Yochel and Mitchell, since Tengai could be shoil on them, therefore the inner marriage is called the Agid Gabe still. I still have a yad, I shlita over them. I have control over these challah pieces. Why? Because if I'm shoil on the nether, then the ois momikune, they come back to my money. That shlita, that control, that power over the pieces is enough whereby you're by emotze. I have full control over them. You cannot exchange Trumas and Chalas Maas onto money. You cannot do that. You can be poided sometimes Maas to Sheini. You can't do Truma onto money. You can't do it, no. Chalas got in Truma. Chala has Allah, he said, is a Truma. Maas to Sheini, you poided onto money. That's because of Bizman Habais. People used to have, to, let's say, they have all the Maas to Sheini, let's say, in Sfas. Go get Yerushalayim. So what you could do is you take money, put it onto money, you take the money and buy food in the Yerushalayim. That's where the pigeon comes from. It's not a get to Truma, you got to take Truma and give it to the coin, there's no way out. You got to take Challah, it's exactly the same, like I said, it's Truma, and you're stuck. And it's a real problem, again, since you can shoil on the nether, you're stuck. So therefore, as another reason, do not stockpile Challah pieces in your freezer. What you could do is, again, it's brought down, if you can't burn it straight away, which you're meant to do, wrap it up and throw it, wrap it up and throw it out. Maybe wrap up. Double throw it out is also a good idea. Different minhagim what to do. But if you have a challah piece and you want it, after taking challah, turn it to avoid mikshoilim, wrap it up straight away, either burn it in the oven or discard it. Do not stockpile it, and certainly do not stockpile to burn with a chometz and a pesach because of the problems we have outlined. One other shayla which happens sometimes in Pesach, to do the matzahs themselves. If you buy commercial matzahs, let's say either machine-made or handmade, but in a commercial bakery, large-sized bakery, generally will have had challah taken from them by the bakers. And if that's done, then you yotze. The problem happens is where people bake their own matzahs. Now, if you bake your own matzahs, they have a bakery here next door. There are bakeries where people bake their own matzahs in small chaburas. There, it's often unusual that challah is actually taken. The reason is because logistically, when you're baking matzahs, you're baking a small amount. Each dough will be, let's say, 1 pound of flour, slightly more. That's enough to work with. 1 pound of flour, there's no chiyuv challah. More than that, you can't do because it's too much to work with. So they'll always make a small amount. Every 18 minutes, they'll, let's say, do two or three of these, which is maybe, by the time it gets into the oven, you're probably not going to have a chiyuv challah. The way it works is, the dough is rolled, in the matzahs, goes in the oven, out the oven, onto the table, and from there it's boxed. There's never really a one chiyuv challah. The way a chiyuv challah takes normally is, if your dough... Out. The way challah normally works is that you have a dough which is a full size challah, has a chiv challah. Essentially, let's say 1.2 kilograms of flour is where chiv starts. If you have less than that, there's no chiv challah. But What can happen is that after you've baked your goods as well, it's possible to combine the baked goods together and create a chiyuv challah that way. That's called a tziruf sal. You combine things in a basket. The typical case, which happens sometimes also in freezers, is a person will, let's say, bake Erev Shabbos, they'll bake, let's say, only 1 kilogram of flour. And they'll have, let's say, 1/3 left over. So they'll leave in the freezer, let's say, a couple of small challahs, 300 grams of flour, and it's there in the challahs, in the freezer. Next week, similar story. A week after, similar story. After 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you've got in your bag, in your freezer, enough flour in the, you've got 1.3 kilograms worth of flour in the challahs. You have a chiyuv challah. You've got to take challah. Why? Because they're combined in the bag in the freezer. But the freezer itself will combine them as well. So once you combine things in a tziruf sal, you have things together, that will create a chiyuv challah, even though everything was a small dough. So normally, if you watch yourself, you know what you're doing, you've got to be careful, but you've got to be aware of it. When it comes to matzahs, the only way these matzahs, which come from a small batch dough, will combine is if they all come together in a single container. Now, if you've got different boxes, let's say each box will contain 1 pound of matzahs, 2 pound of matzahs, which there's no chiyuv challah on, because it's not enough flour, 2 pounds of matzahs. So what will happen is you have boxes piled together, but they're a separate kelim. Doesn't help. However, if you put, let's say, a large cardboard box with matzah boxes inside it, then you will create a chiyuv then, because the matzahs in the boxes will combine. Now, there is a machloikis kli besoich kli. If I have separate kelim in a larger keli, is that a tziruf or not? Do I say they're still separate because they're all in individual cardboard boxes? Or do I say, no, I've got 4 cardboard boxes inside 1 larger cardboard box, and maybe they are, there's a, they're combined to create a chiyuv challah. In that case, you have to take without a brocha because it's a suffix. Huh? Again, a freezer could be, same idea. The child's freezer is only plastic bags. There could be not mafsik. Carbon box is a bigger keli. Plastic bag is a shvacher keli. Rabbi Amor told me that a plastic bag is not mafsik. He says it's not keli altogether because the hill is too flimsy. It's nothing at all. Carbon box is shvacher. So when it comes to matzahs, you've got to be careful. If you've bought matzah, let's say 3 or 4 boxes of matzah from the bakery, right, you bake them yourself, challah's not been taken because everything is small, you combine them, you will have a chiyuv challah. Now again, in Chutz La'aretz, if you forgot to take challah before Yom Tov, it's not a problem. You'll be able to take oichel v'achkach mafrish. As long as you make sure to leave a bit of matzah of each of the matzahs, the different batches, you eat the challah that way. However, you got to make sure, be vigilant, because it might happen, and you won't be aware of it. So therefore, when it comes to matzahs, or Pesach, you have to watch again to make sure you don't fall into the trap. Buy the book, you'll learn the halachas, you'll open your eyes, and Mitzvah Shem, we should all be zeicher to be kind. Mitzvah Prosh Hashanah, attack Bob and Eretz.
Make a hash color. Compulsory conscription. The country, the world red ball. These Yamash moms got to be beaten. They've got to be defeated. Right? You can understand where the guy was coming from. However, a Yiddish boy wasn't for Charedim, it wasn't so possible to go into the forces. Then a Yid in a certain town. All I'll say was north of the Watford Gap. I won't say which town it was. It wasn't Manchester. It wasn't Gateshead. Also not. If he was, he, what's it called? He got a room, got a minion of Balabatin, made his own minion. He's a rob. A rob was most popular from the conscription. And because Alice was a Robin Hood's partial, I believe. Sean Dresden was the cousin there. Cousin's conscription, yeah? Yeah. I'll get you on with the safer milk conscription. Right, anyway. He had his minion, he had got his ballot batted. However, we do have trouble even nowadays with people going to the authorities who think they're doing such wonderful things. And anybody who makes a chasna, anybody who's got a bottle has been engaged for 1.5 years to go. A chasna shabbat, you don't want it to break up until COVID finishes or something like that. And they go and report you and the right. So somebody, somebody went and did his loyal duty, the rob of the town, and he informed the police about this illegal minion. Ah. Yeah, he said